How to Thrive Working from Home, episode number 1. Today is the 20th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Suzanne. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, don't just sit there, start getting more leads. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The content we are investing so much in now has enabled Stelly to appear in Forbes, Fast Company and TechCrunch. We all know that you do not want to be presented with a swipe or a quote in most major economic and technology publications. Although this can be a difficult equation to crack on a regular basis, it is a position we have been able to talk about at length about what it has given us. In the B2B world, everyone loves to use successful templates as a starting point when learning a new skill, experimenting with different tactics, looking for inspiration or taking the first step in the right direction towards a more successful career path. If readers want to know more about the product or service we regularly write about, it's easy to bridge the gap and make it a potentially lucrative idea for the lead generation if you're not afraid to take matters into your own hands. Cold email templates are our most downloaded resource, powered by over 1.5 million downloads per month and more than 3 million unique visitors. These templates play a key role in solving the problems customers and prospective customers have with their cold email campaigns. The templates alone generate over 2.2 million new leads per day, which is enough to help customers better serve their prospects with cold emails. In fact, only 9% of B2B marketers report that their brand is the most important part of their marketing strategy. The foundation of your content marketing strategies must be built on building a strong brand that is capable of becoming a lead and eventually a customer for your business. Content works for lead generation strategies for a few very specific reasons. There is no quick fix or one single best way to generate B2B leads and sales, but if you want to narrow down the best ways to generate leads, it's worth taking a closer look at your content marketing strategy and lead generation strategy. Determine exactly what your motivation is to invest in content as a lead generation idea and how it will translate into implementation. Sit down to write a blog post and determine what exactly your motivation is for investing in it. It is a common mistake in sales to set sales goals, based on goals and to set these goals as the action that leads to sales. Whether you are selling legal services to business people or festival owners, or leading a sales mission here at Leadfeeder, we have all learned that every sales environment is different. When buyers come to your agency profile page or Google Superpages, the number and quality of your annual reports can play a big role. More online reviews encourage you, and if you don't have more reviews on your site than your competitors, you'll miss the leads. Look for an automated rating system to sort out dissatisfied customers like them, or better yet, 1-star ratings from your own customers. While there are many free lead production tactics, some B2B brands are making better use of their prospects, while others are sticking to their old methods, perhaps unsure of how to spice things up. Here are some effective B2B lead generation strategies that will play a role in 2019. A few will help you maximize your ROI, and some won't, but they're worth a look. However, this is one of the most effective ways to attract and identify leads who care about your business, not just yourself. Social listening is about knowing the key terms and phrases that are associated with your target customers. You can search Twitter for hashtags and topics to interact with people and stimulate discussion, and follow and engage with people who identify themselves as connected to a term that their company is also connected to. Once you have built a dedicated audience on your platform, you can deploy other lead gen tools that will help you transform more of your growing audience into leads for your business. Here's an example of how easy it is to filter out Twitter users who talk about their internal sales lists in their bios, find and join groups where members are clearly active and engage in a specific topic that allows you to regularly contribute your expertise in relation to your product or service. On Facebook, groups are still a great way to find interested parties to discuss meaningfully with. In groups and on social channels, work hard to avoid being overly self-determined. Promote your product by sharing tons of links and talking about the product. This allows for real interest and appreciation, which is a driving factor for engaging in an on-one conversation with group members. This leads more naturally to authentic relationships that could flourish with new, found, customers. In almost every niche, there is an actively managed online community or two that can be used to build relationships, but be careful, lead your generation. Instagram is a great opportunity to build relationships with a wide range of potential customers and leads, as it can partner with you to help you grow Instagram and place your offering in front of more leads. This is all for today, guys. My name is Suzanne and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of How to Thrive Working from Home. And share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.